Okay, so let's just finish up Atachonin quickly. So we, as we noted, in the Bracha of Atachonin, we ask for several different types of wisdom. Let's try to get through some of them. So, Dat. So Dat is the one where, as we noted, in general, has connotations of intimacy, maybe experiential knowledge, right? Hence it is also used to describe the act of physical intimacy. Adam Yadat Chava Ishto. And it also is the one that the Gemara picks up in, as we'll see, when the Gemara picks up the proof that Atakado should come before Atachonein, it points to these, and then it points to the following psukim number 35 in Yeshayahu, where you see mitikenet ruach Adonai v'ishat etel yodienu, who established, right, would give the Spirit of God and let people know his wisdom, his advice. And mino eitz v'vinei v'yamdenu baruch mishpat v'yamdenu dad v'derech tfunot yodienu. Now, in context, the wisdom you're talking about is Ruach Hashem. It's some sort of knowledge of God, and that's what Dat is referring to. And therefore, it does seem in context, in light of what we've been talking about, that the main tefillah of Atachonein is this notion of give us of yourself. Right? And we've talked about it. That the main bracha seems to be not just wisdom, but guidance to life. And in a certain sense, it's Me'itcha. Now that seems to be the main word that captures that is Dat, right? Give us intimate knowledge of you and everything that's captured up in that. That it's some way it's from God in a certain sense, that it trains us in how to live godly lives. All that seems to be captured in the word of Dat. Chochmah, in general, connotes more either knowledge or know-how or something like that. If you look, for example, in 38, so when Hashem gives Shlomo, he gives him Chochmah and Tvuna. So now we have to distinguish, right? Vayitain Elohim Chochmah utvuna utvuna harbema utvuna harbema od v'rochav lev kachol asher zayam v'terev Chochmah Shlomo mechachmat kol bnei gedim mechochmat Mitzrayim. He had more Chochmah than anybody else. Ve'yechkam mikol adam meitan ezrechi ve'emen ve'kalkal ve'darda b'nei mechol v'shmo v'chol agoyim saviv. So the Malbim there writes, chukt mechochmat ha'hanhaga shediber bad hena natan evukim chochmat l'shomo tfunar b'ma'od. Besides for the practical knowledge, which is sometimes what chachma means, he gave him more chachma and tefuna. So, what does it mean? Kvearnu v'perush sefer mishlei v'prader avdel ben chachma utefuna b'chachma kalul kol chachmot hamidot v'chol aninim shenofel aleihem tov v'ra utefuna kulah chachma ha'eyunit shenofel aleha shem emet v'sheker. So he thinks that the difference is as follows. He thinks chachma is moral knowledge, and tvuna is intellectual knowledge. So chachma teaches you what is right and wrong, and tvuna teaches you what is emet and sheker, right? That Rambam distinction in the beginning of the Mor Nevuchim, right? Metaphysical, true and false, and moral, right and wrong. He thinks chachma means right and wrong, and that's why it's used by Shlomo in terms of his ability to judge, right? It's right and wrong. And tvuna means knowledge of true and false. So again, these overlap a little bit, right? That Dat is
or Dat should be Tovar.
Correct. So there, Eitz HaDat means right and wrong. So he thinks that when Chachmah is contrasted with Tuna, it means that the Rochav Lev. Now, again, my tendency is to think some of these are overlapping. Again, sometimes Chachmah means knowledge, and tuna means mevin davar mikol toch davar, right? That's how Rashi quotes those midrashim, that when in the context of giving looking for people for Sanhedrin, the Zgenim, it was chachma is like knowledge, and tuna is mevin davar mikol toch davar. So there's knowledge and analysis. Again, it's very hard to pin down which of these mean what, but it's clear that by the end we want knowledge, we want know-how, we want divine knowledge, we want moral knowledge, we want intellectual knowledge. Haskel also. Haskel sometimes means success, as in the case of David. That pasuk we already saw, that God said, right, that I'll give you wisdom so that you'll be maskil. Maskil can mean successful, so it's, again, practical know-how. But it also means haskel via do'oti, which is know me, Right? So it can also mean Seichel of God. So by the end, it's clear that all these things are wrapped up. Which phrase means what? It's very hard to tell.
Haskalah is sort of the opposite. Is it not thinking about intuition enlightenment?
Yeah, but that's Lo Kashur, the fact that they call themselves Haskalah. Right, if you look at your Yirmiyahu, there you get Shuvuvanim Shovim Neum Adonai Kianochi Baalti Vachem Lakacht Etchem Echad Meir Shnayim Yishvacha Veiti Etchem Tzion. Right, come back, O rebellious sons, I'm bringing you back to Yerushalayim. Menatati Lechem Ro'im Kilibi, I'll give you shepherds of my heart, meaning people who lead you in my ways. Vira'u Etchem Deyav VeHaskel, and they will lead you in Deyah and Haskel. So here it's clear that both Deyah and Haskel can refer to leading you in God's ways. That's what I'm saying. These overlap. Again, there's this notion that Deya is, in a certain sense, the basis of everything. I mean, that was the Gemara we mentioned from Nidarim that became a song, right? If you have this, then you have everything. Delobe mabe. If you don't have it. Again, so my tendency is to think, I gave you the Vayikra Rabbah, and we'll finish with this. Vayikra Moshe Vayidavar Hashem Mikan Amru Kol Tamen Chacham Shein Bo Deya Nivela Tova Imenu. If a Chacham doesn't have Deya, so then a dead body is better than him. Tezal Chashikin Tzelamin Moshe Aviha Chachma Avia Nivim Shotzis Rom Mitzrayim Vayidu Nasa Kamanisim Mitzrayim Oral Yam Suf Vala Lishmei Marom Vahori Torah Mishayim Vinetazik Melechan Amishkan. It's hard to figure out exactly what that proof is, right? But right, Deya seems to be this right knowledge of God. He was very, very smart, but until God called him. So again, it's very hard to pin down all these different phrases. Everyone will give you different ones, but it seems by the end to include all these different spheres of knowledge. Okay.